Jeff is progressing well. He did a great job between game one and game two. He worked real hard on some of the things that we had him work on in practice, and I thought he punted pretty well against Buffalo.
A couple of nondescript punts in the Houston game, but nevertheless, in that game, was very good pinning them inside the 20 or the 15. In the Bills game, inside the 5, with that Aussie rules thing, he's very comfortable with that.
Yeah, he was very good at that coming out of college. It's something that he's worked on his entire collegiate career, and we've worked on it as he's been here. Very consistent with it, and he does a great job.
Quick question for special teams coordinator Mike Prefer. It is the Ask Coach question. You can learn more via the media vault at Vikings.com. This is from @VikingsFanPage via Twitter. Mike, securing the ball aside, what's the second most important trait you look for when evaluating punt returners?
Well, for football-wise, it would be how they track the ball. You know, obviously, ball security, you have to be able to track it, see it off the punter's foot, put your body in position to catch the ball. And, of course, catching the ball. Of course, ball security, like the question asked, is number one. Really, the other personal trait would be courage. I think you have to be a courageous football player to go back there with those guys bearing down on you.
How was Cordarrelle Patterson progressing as a kick returner? First one of the preseason obviously was dynamic, but he had a lot of help in front of him, too, and I know you're very prideful of that. But just from a getting it standpoint, how's he coming along?
I think every day is a learning experience for him. A lot of things that you know we teach him at this level, he probably hasn't heard before, and he soaks it right in. Every day he's getting better. He's a very, very intelligent young man, and I'm excited about his progress and where we go from here.
Can secondary-type players, I mean like twos and threes, can they make a National Football League team by shining on special teams in the preseason?
Oh, absolutely. I use the David Tyree example with the New York Giants, and we drafted him, I think, in the sixth or seventh round. Back, I want to say 2003, and he wasn't going to make it as a receiver that year. Phenomenal, phenomenal job on special teams during the preseason. That's how he made our team and went on to some greatness on special teams and had that great catch in the Super Bowl.
Not looking for you to share company secrets, but like Bobby Felder, he pins a couple of lock punts inside the 5. He had not one but 2 really good punt returns in the Buffalo game. For a guy like that on the practice squad all year last year, that only helps, right?
Oh, absolutely. Bobby's done a great job, and you know, Coach Fraser and I have been talking about putting Bobby back there on punt returns. Actually, the head coach's idea, and we've been training him all along, and he said, let's give him a shot, and he went out and did a great job the other night. And, of course, the 2 downings inside the 5 were fantastic. He can play on kickoff. He can play on kickoff return on the front line, and Bobby's done a great job this summer so far.